Weekend Breakfast with Refilo and Pakanyane on 702.
So this is what we do every Sunday, speak to representatives, individuals, organizations that have made it their business to do good and make a positive impact in the communities around them, in society at large. And my guest today is from an organization called Make Good SA. One of the co-founders, Tony Rothbart, joins me on the line to tell us more about a particular campaign that Make Good SA is spearheading. It's aimed at the homeless, providing them warmth, clothing, and even comfortable sleeping solutions. But let me just read you the organization's mandate. This is how it reads on that page. We identify societal needs, and through skills and know-how of artisans and makers, we develop and create solutions, simultaneously supporting small business. Inspiring stuff, and they're clearly walking the talk. Tony Rothbart, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Rufaware. Thanks so much for having us on, and good morning to the listeners.
An absolute pleasure, Tony. Before we go into the Homeless Home Project, which is initially how I found out about Make Good SA, can you give us a sense of how Make Good SA was started alongside your co-founder, Carlo Gibson? Because it's no doubt incredibly difficult to begin anything during a global pandemic, but you went ahead and did that.
Yeah, well, Carlo and I actually only met in February. We were put together by my brother, who knows, obviously, Carlo and me. Uh-huh. And Carlo is a fashion designer and has always used his brain to be able to find solutions to the way that, you know, he approaches his task.
Yeah.
And myself, I'm a project manager and producer. I've worked in the live events industry for a while. So we're both very solutions-based. Mm-hmm. And when we met, we were chatting and we kind of both wanted to find a way to channel our skills and capabilities and experience and our heartfelt passion for South Africa into making a difference in the world around us. Mm-hmm. And I guess what COVID did was just showed us the glaring gaps in which we could plug in and try and figure out a way in order to do that.
Yeah. Now, the Homeless Home Project is certainly creative. It's a response to the needs of people who are homeless, their needs for, and those were starkly highlighted over the last 2 or 3 weeks, but this particularly harsh winter, right? The needs for warmth and comfort, and wherever they might find themselves having to put up, you know, for the night or the day. Just explain further what the Homeless Home Project is all about and how it works, what it is.
So it's an item of wearable bedding. It's a lightweight jacket that's designed to transform into a sleeping bag, and then it can also fold up and easily slung over the shoulder as a carry bag. It only weighs about 2 kilograms, and it's designed with pouches inside that can be stuffed with newspaper or cloth or anything that you can find on the street, even, in order to help insulate the jacket and also to make it more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's also got some pockets inside that the wearer can carry some valuable belongings, and it's durable, it's made with strong fabric, and it's windproof and waterproof.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm curious to find out, you know, the kind of sort of research development that went into this, because we know, unfortunately, and this was something that was highlighted a couple of years ago, just 2019 or 2018, with the killing of homeless people in Pretoria, right? And the media was all abuzz and society was all abuzz about that. But many of the conversations around that is that, unfortunately, our structural responses to people being homeless, people being destitute, are inadequate. So, you know, the end goal would be to make sure that people have homes and a roof over their heads, but that's just not the case. The kind of research that went into the needs of people who are indigent, and, you know, this is such a, yeah, it's such a useful tool. Whilst, of course, we'd like to see something else altogether. How did you make sure that you created something they could utilize and it wouldn't be another intervention that got quickly forgotten?
Yeah, that's just a plaster, I guess. I think also you've hit something very important on the head. Like, in the development of this, certainly one of the big things that we wanted to do was create the product with design thinking in mind. So using the end user to help us understand what it was that they needed and could use on the streets. But in developing the product and chatting to these men and women who are using it, what we learned was actually our platform is also creating advocacy for the conversations that need to happen around homelessness, which goes far beyond anything that we had anticipated in it. So it's at least the beginning of what that is. For us providing this fundraising and trying to provide this homeless home jacket, sleeping bag, is at least a start to be able to get people to start having conversations about it.
And of course,
and hopefully this will lead to something a lot larger.
This is, of course, completely superficial, but it doesn't hurt at all that the jackets themselves look fantastic.
Well, that's, you know, when you partner with a fashion designer, what do you get?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, Tony, how do you find, I wanted to say your clients, but yeah, how do you find your clients? How do you distribute these jackets? And how big is your footprint so far?
So unfortunately, we're still aware it's very easy to find the people who are receiving these jackets. We're obviously fundraising, so we have a crowdsourcing page and people are buying them directly through us. And okay. We're distributing through feeding schemes that were going on around in neighborhoods, just, you know, kind-hearted communities that were providing food and meals in the neighborhoods that they were in. But it's kind of grown a little bit bigger than that. People have contacted us directly in order to buy 10 jackets, 20 jackets, 30 mm-hmm. jackets. Mm-hmm. We've distributed mostly around Gauteng, so in Joburg and Pretoria, and a couple of places in the Western Cape, in Montague and in Mossel Bay. Mm.
Key to that innovation and design thinking is the price point, right? It's pretty affordable. Tell us what it is and how people can, or the website where people can go ahead and donate or buy.
Thanks. So they cost R389 per homeless home, or any contribution that would go towards the next rollout that we would do. Alternatively, obviously, we can be contacted for larger orders if the community or anyone in the general public would like to buy mm-hmm. a few jackets to distribute in their communities and neighborhoods. We have a Backer Buddy site, but it's probably easier to go directly to our Backer Buddy site through our website, which is www.make-goods.co.za, uh-huh. or through our Facebook or Instagram pages, which the handles are both at Make Good SA.
Fantastic stuff. Tony, all the best and good luck with the rest of your endeavors alongside Carlo. You really are doing some really important work and some really useful work. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Rufuwe, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to chat about this.
Always a pleasure. That's Tony Rothbart, co-founder of Make Good SA.